Well, praise the Lord. Today is Friday, what we call Feel the Fire Fridays on the morning motivation broadcast. This is where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I tell you, I'm excited about today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. Each day, we tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign a new task. But on Fridays, it's Feel the Fire Friday, so we focus more on intercessory prayer. I'll still give you a word, and the teaching will be performed, but it will be brief, because then we are going to go into prayer. So sit down, buckle up, and get ready. Hot breakfast is being served to you this morning, and our topic for intercessory prayer is I feel seasons everywhere. I feel seasons everywhere. Our scripture for this morning comes from 1 Kings 18:41-46. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, and you can also hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcasts on my website, and that is feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get ready and eat some hot breakfast. I'm coming from 1 Kings 18:41-46, and I am reading from the KJV. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. What is our topic for this morning? I feel seasons everywhere as we prepare to go into intercessory prayer. Now, there was a song that the acclaimed gospel artist Donald Lawrence used to sing, called Seasons. And the lyrics would say, I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you've sown, you're going to come into your own seasons, walk into your seasons. I feel seasons everywhere. I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you've sown, you're going to come into your own seasons, walk into your seasons. Now, in this word that we read this morning, we were at the point where the Lord had decided that he was going to release the drought he had imposed upon Ahab because they were followers of Baal. Ahab was the king that was married to Jezebel. And because they had chosen not to follow the commandments of the Lord, he had previously sent the prophet to tell them that there would be no more rain. So they were in a time of drought. And then we get to 1 Kings 18, where the Lord had sent Elijah in the verses prior to where I started in verse 41 to King Ahab to tell him that the rain was coming. Accordingly, we're at the point where Elijah is sending his servant to go and see if he sees any signs of rain. Because Elijah said, wait, I hear the abundance of rain coming, although there were no rain clouds in the sky. I hear the abundance of rain coming, although it was still a bright, sunny day. I hear the abundance of the sound of rain. So he sent his servant, who came back and said, look, Elijah, I know you're that great prophet and everything, but all I see is a very small cloud. It's not even the size of a man's hand. It's not even larger than a man's hand. You know, this does not signify nor indicate this great sound of an abundance of rain that you said. Well, first the servant said, I see nothing. So then Elijah said, well, go up there seven times. So each time the servant is coming back, you know, well, Elijah is my master. I must comply, but I don't see anything. This is really futile. It's a waste of time. But the seventh time he comes back and he says, okay, master, okay, Elijah, I just saw a little bitty cloud out at the sea, like a man's hand. And when Elijah heard that, he said, well, look, I need you to go tell Ahab, get his chariots ready. Hurry, go on and hurry up and get out of the way because an abundance of the sound of rain is about to come. Now, I'm sure that servant was saying to himself, this doesn't make any sense. I'm going to go tell him because that's what Elijah told me to tell him. But all of this big to-do about nothing. There's nothing but a small cloud. And he's telling me to go tell the king, who has a habit of killing people he doesn't like, to go ahead and get ready. But he did that, and they have listened because they have now really knew and respected Elijah as a prophet. And so once he did that, all of a sudden, the heavens became black. All of a sudden, there are rain clouds. There's great wind, and then the abundance of rain. So much so that God empowered Elijah to outrun Ahab's chariot. What is it that we're going to be praying about this morning? I hear the seasons everywhere. I feel the seasons everywhere. I hear your season. I feel your season. I'm enjoying praising God for your season, my season, our season, the seeds that we've sown, the times that we've been patient, we've waited, we've listened to the Lord, we've sacrificed for others, we've given, the times that we've witnessed, that we've undergone adversity as a good soldier, the times that we have tithed, that we have given offering, the times that we have proclaimed the name of the Lord. It's about to come back. I hear the abundance of the sound of rain in your life because I feel your season. I hear the abundance of the sound of rain in my life because I feel my season. And I hear the abundance of the sound of rain in our lives because I see, I feel, I'm living in, I recognize, I identify, and I receive our season. Hallelujah. We are about to get to prepare to go into prayer. I know you ought to be feeling the Spirit right now because I'm on fire about the season. I'm going to play just a little bit of Donald Lawrence's song, I Feel Seasons Everywhere. And as soon as we hear that excerpt of the song, we will go straight into intercessory prayer for your season. So I want you to begin to praise God as the song plays. Go ahead and make sure you're in the Spirit.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, "See."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own. Seeds, walk into your seeds. Oh, I feel them.
Seasons everywhere.
Yes, I do.
I feel.
Said I feel them, young.
Blessings in the air.
Those seeds that you've sown, it's time to come into your own. Seeds,
walk into your
seeds.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify your name this morning. Lord, we just glorify you for our season. We hear, we feel, we see the abundance of rain in our lives. For everyone, Lord God, on this broadcast right now, for those, Lord, who will listen later, we come thanking you, we come believing, we come receiving our seasons in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin, that you would create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us right now, oh God. Renew our faith, Lord God. Renew, Father, our belief in your ability, your willingness, Lord God, to be able as a sovereign God to send down the abundance of rain even when there is only a small cloud. Help us to believe in the sovereignty of you so much, O Lord, that we even now are preparing our spiritual garments to outrun the enemy in anticipation of the rain that you are sending down. Help us, O God, to understand that you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You decide when the seasons come. So, Lord, just as naturally we have entered into a new season of spring, I thank you that even right now, everyone on this broadcast is entering into a new season. Lord, I hear the abundance of rain in their marriages. You said in your word in Ephesians, Lord, that for this reason the man leaves his mother and father and cleaves unto his wife, and they become one flesh. I see the abundance of rain coming in the marriages, Lord God, that you are reconciling and restoring, that you are strengthening the bonds between husband and wife even more, that you are teaching them to guard their home, protect their marriage, not to give place to the enemy, but to love one another with an agape, unconditional love. I see the abundance of rain blessing marriages. I see the abundance of rain blessing financially. You said in Psalms 50 that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you. You said in Philippians, Lord God, that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. You said in Jeremiah 29:11 that your plans are to prosper us and never to harm us. I see the abundance of rain blessing people financially. Lord, I see the abundance of rain, blessing in people's, in their minds, in my mind, in our spirit. Because, Lord, you said in Deuteronomy 28:3 that we are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. I see the abundance of rain healing, Lord God, healing diabetes, healing cancer, healing whatever the ailments may be, hypertension, mental illness, whatever the infirmity may be. I see the abundance of rain sending down healing, because you said in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. You said in James 5, Lord God, in 14, if there are any sick among us, to call for the elders of the church, and we pray over the person, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of the faithful shall save the sick. So I come interceding, believing, feeling their pain, their infirmity right now, even their doubt. I see the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, we are running out of time naturally on this broadcast, but I so praise you that 1,000 years with you is just like one day. You never run out of time to keep healing, keep blessing, keep making a way, keep doing the impossible. So, Lord, I see the abundance of rain in every life. For every prayer request, everything that's been laid before you, God, I know you see it. I know you hear it. I know, Lord God, that your arm is not so short that it cannot reach down from heaven and do what has been requested of you to do. Dear Lord, we see the abundance of rain. Lord, we see, hallelujah. Come on and magnify the Lord. Say, Lord, I see the abundance of rain. Wherever you are, the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say, Lord, I see the abundance of rain in my life. Come on and magnify it. Say it one more time. Lord, I see the abundance of rain in my life. Hallelujah. Over our children, Lord God, we see the abundance of rain. On our jobs, in our careers, Lord God, even as we travel on the road, we see the abundance of rain. Lord, even in our secret prayer closets, on our pillows at night, wherever it is and whatever it is, we see the abundance of rain. Lord, Lord, some are facing incarceration, the criminal justice system. Some are in hospitals. Some may be homeless. Some are in turmoil within themselves, within their families. We see the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Now say, Lord, I see my season. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, I almost spoke in tongues. Say, Lord, I see my season today, and I walk in my season. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify the Lord. This is your season. I see your season. I see my season. I see seasons everywhere. Walk into your season. The abundance of rain is now here in your life. Hallelujah. Very quickly, please stay in the spirit. The announcements, please remember that this broadcast will be left on the stove, this hot breakfast, on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern. For anyone who needs to go back and re-encourage your spirit again, or you need to share this with others, they can go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And on the morning motivation page, they will be able to hear today's broadcast as well as what we've done all this week and all this year. This week we focused on an answer delayed is not an answer denied, and living life by design, parts 1, 2, and 3. I'm telling you, these are some fired up, powerful teachings. Go back and listen to those broadcasts. Now, I need you to set your alarm for Monday morning. I have a place for you here at the table for breakfast. Call in live at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180, and join me for breakfast. All right, our topic for this morning was I feel seasons everywhere. This is your season, intercessory prayer. And I will tell you, this is definitely my season. Today is a great day. I got hair, nails, appointments, all of those things that just help me feel even better. This is my season. And on Monday, I'll be visiting for my new office in Orlando. So I'll be going to look at the new location. I'm expanding. I'm going to have a Miami office and an Orlando office. I feel seasons everywhere. And really, this is only the beginning. I can't even conceptualize everything that'll happen today, over the weekend, you know, for the rest of my life. I feel seasons everywhere, everybody. The abundance of rain is here. I love you, okay? I will see you Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to call in. Your task for today is to speak forth the abundance of rain in every area of your life and receive the season. Don't try to rationalize it. Don't try to refute it. Don't try to explain it away. Don't try to outthink God. Don't try to make sure it just fits into your plans. Your season is here right now. Receive it. I love you. I'll see you Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, "Cease."
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I feel seasons everywhere, and I feel blessings in the air. Those seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own. Seeds, walk into your seeds. Oh, I feel them.
Seasons everywhere.
Yes, I do. Said I feel them, young.
Blessings in the air.
Those seeds that you've sown, it's time to come into your own. Seeds,
walk into your seeds.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints. Those who have stayed, those who have prayed, He's gonna fulfill the promise He made. For I heard the Spirit say, "It's your time, the wait is over. Walk into your seat." Thank you, Jesus.
Everywhere.
Said I feel them.
I feel
nothing.
Blessings in the air.
Oh, seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own.